From Tokyo, UPI's Robert Kraft tells us police have captured the hijacker of an airplane this morning.
Japanese police disguised as airline employees came to the plane under the pretext of bringing food. They entered the cockpit where the youth was holding the flight crew at bay and seized him. There were no injuries. This is Robert Kraft in Tokyo.
The hijacker had demanded $55 million in ransom. The plane had 429 people on board when it was hijacked early today from Tokyo to Okinawa. 162 passengers were let off when the plane landed in Okinawa. The others remained on the plane until police captured the hijacker. Moscow radio this morning says the Arabs should not lift the oil embargo. The Moscow broadcast was beamed to the Arab world today. And it's the first time Russia has openly said it favors the oil embargo. This is UPI World News.
You know,
Al leaned over so the name on his breast pocket would show and said, "Hi, old buddy." Page two.
If only Democrat in Congress will try for the Senate.
Representative William Roy aims to unseat Bob Dole. Today's quote worth re-quoting is by Arkansas Senator Bill Fulbright. He says the problem right now with the Senate is that more senators are trying to be president than be senators. On a related subject, the National Enquirer says our ancestors went to war because they had taxation without representation, and now we have representation, and it's terrible. And we have taxation, which is worse than what they had. Why didn't they leave well enough alone? Jordan, visiting King Hussein, conferred this morning with President Nixon and State Secretary Kissinger. Partly personal, with your permission, I will be absent from this visit tomorrow. Vice President Ford and his wife have invited the Harveys to a dinner for King Hussein tonight, and I thought I'd use tomorrow for some postponed huddles with some of your members of Congress. But I'll be back where I belong on Thursday. The sugar cane curtain is coming down. Expect American automobiles made in Argentina soon will be selling again in Cuba. That's the beginning of the end of the 14 years embargo, and that could be a first step toward official recognition of Castro. Electric automobiles, those built in Sebring, Florida, are now back ordered. The company will have 50 for delivery by the end of this month, 2,500 of them by the end of this year. Electric automobiles. Oh my goodness. Construction worker streakers in Philadelphia. Now there's less streaking on campus and more elsewhere. 10 steel workers overhead downtown, high on those girders in Philadelphia, wearing hard hats and nothing else. In Lima, Ohio, slow motion streakers. An elderly couple strolling naked. He said we're too old for streaking. She said we're snailing. Bill Fry of Fairfield, Ohio, suggests new mode advertising. He says streakers should wear bumper stickers. Randolph Hearst, seeking the release of his kidnapped daughter, says he will do everything he can to accede to the kidnapper's demands. But another San Francisco area newspaper has refused the kidnapper's demand to reprint in full their demands. The Berkeley Gazette has joined the Oakland Tribune now in saying no to the FLA. I notice the suburb of St. Louis is considering building a great big old fence around the whole village for protection from burglars and kidnappers and such. Village of Belle Reve, 35 families, but the lowest bid they've received so far is $23,000, and the village board of trustees doubts they can come up with that much money. Page three.
Here is a potpourri of today's news from page three.
That Japanese soldier who hid in the Philippine jungles for 30 years, refusing to surrender, is home now to a hero's welcome and a reunion with his aging parents. He says that the thought of surrender without an official order to surrender never even occurred to him. Wall Street, here's a rare agreement among the analysts. Hornblower, Standard & Poor's, and Indicator Digest all expect investors henceforth will balance their portfolios between growth stocks and those with good dividends. You know, everything recently has been growth for capital gains. The taxes and inflation are making income attractive again. And what in the world is this? Some members of Congress demanding the networks grant free, equal time to answer the oil company ads. It's the API which should be demanding equal time instead of making the oil companies pay for their own rebuttal. Welfare, as is, makes it too tempting to loaf instead of work. The welfare recipient receives more after-tax dollars than he could earn in menial jobs, so he stays on welfare instead of going to work. President Nixon is seeking alternatives. The president again is considering the negative income tax, direct cash payment, to supplement low income. Catania, Italy, Mount Etna has opened another mouth, 5,400 feet up. Out from under 5 feet of snow, Etna has opened a new mouth, is regurgitating melted stone into the sky and down the slope. The Claude and Paloma Picasso are illegitimate children of the late Pablo Picasso. A French court today decreed that they are legitimate heirs, must share his estate. Everybody in Alexandria, South Dakota, take the rest of the day off. Open house for Barbara and Gus Plagman, and you are invited. Springtime number 66 at the Plagman. San Francisco still struck, city employees, public transportation shut down, many schools closed, hospitals curtailed, and every 24 hours, 100 million gallons of raw sewage being dumped into San Francisco Bay. For what it's worth, department is going to have difficulty relating this next because I've never been able to agree with myself over whether grit is singular or plural. Today, I think plural. In Statesboro, Georgia, Mr. Hagen threw his plate full of grits out the window. Mrs. Hagen's indignant took him to court, took her husband to court. Judge Allen listened to her complaint. The husband, Jimmy, had just picked up his plate of grits and had thrown it out the window. And his honor asked, had she prepared the grits properly? And Mrs. Hagen said she had, that the grits were delicious. Her husband was just being malicious. She said, in fact, after she'd thrown out the grits, they were eagerly gobbled up by the chickens in the backyard. The chickens enjoyed them. Georgia Judge Allen said, it's a good thing for the defendant that those good Dixie grits were not altogether wasted. Case dismissed. All right. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Time is money. That's...